What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is World Radio Day, guys.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yep. And it is also Change Your Name Day. I just thought about this one. Let's go around the room real quick. I'm sure you love your name, Michael Mackey, Samuel, Daniel. Scott, but if you could change your first name to something other than what it currently is, what would it be? Samuel?
Oh, I've known mine my entire life, and it's really funny that we're sitting in a room with a Michael. I always was upset that I was not, my dad goes by Tony, but his given name was Michael. He had an uncle named Michael, so we had to go by Tony his entire life. I was upset my entire life that I was not named Michael.
Daniel?
Diego.
Okay, I'm out.
Get out. What?
Diego,
are you being for real?
Or Diego Weinbaum?
Why not?
Okay.
All right. Michael?
I'm Diego.
Hola.
Hola, senor. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. ¿Usted?
Soy bien, gracias.
Mm-hmm. I'm so annoyed because...
I don't think I can't speak languages.
That's all you got.
That's all I got.
Why are you annoyed, Michael?
Because Dan took my name.
You were going to be Diego?
Yes, rude.
Diego Mackey?
Diego Mackey. No, I was going to be not like the donut either before you guys. I would be...
Crispy?
Duncan.
Oh.
I like Duncan. Duncan Mackey.
I would be an Ethan.
Ethan Parks.
That's like not a bad
Ethan,
name.
Really?
I like the name Ethan.
Huh.
If Maya was a boy, that was going to be her name.
Yeah, I took my name, the inspiration coming from Zorro, the first superhero, if you will, character that I was introduced to as a child. Zorro, Don Diego de la Vega.
Oh, so this Diego thing is not something that you just made up right now. This has been a long-standing. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a cool name. It's also the name that I used in Spanish class in high school.
Wait, can I change mine from Duncan? I think I want to go with Mickey.
Mickey Mackey?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
I've
so fine, you blow my mind.
That has a certain ring to it. It has a certain je ne sais quoi. Okay.
Now, do you know what your name would have been had you been?
Yes, I do.
Susan.
The other gender.
I would have been Susan Mackey.
Susan.
Yep.
Scott.
Tina Parks.
Tina, you've told us that before. I forgot. Dan?
I'm sorry, say again?
If you
were a girl, what was your name going to be?
Yeah, did your parents have a name picked out for either sex?
I do not recall, actually. I don't think they did.
I think my brother was going to be Stephanie, but he's Stephen with a PH. I think he was going to be Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, my name was going to be Tina Parks.
Old Tina.
Oh. Maybe I was going to be Daniela.
Eat your food. Eat your food, Tina. The Massachusetts top court has ruled this week that Karen Reed can be retried on all the same charges in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. The latest twist in the long-running case that transfixed true crime fans nationwide. Prosecutors have sought to retry Reed this year on charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a crime. They accused her of ramming into John O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowstorm. In January 2022, Reed's attorneys argued that she was framed to protect other law enforcement officers involved in O'Keefe's death.
And you remember all of the evidence that was gathered in like a red Solo cup that had previously been used for beer or mm-hmm. something. It was botched from the get-go.
She's one of those, if I remember correctly, that I file under too hot to convict, kind of like what's-her-face.
Now, there was some scandal after the mistrial was announced. She was seen out in New York, I believe, with her lawyer. And, you know, I've never had a lawyer, so I'm not really sure how the lawyer-client relationship goes. But, but the picture that was spread around was a picture of her lawyer hugging her from – how do I phrase this without it sounding more dirty than it actually is?
With his arms wrapped around her front?
Yeah, he was behind her,
then
arms around the waist.
You're not saying anything dirty. I've never seen this picture, by the way.
I haven't either.
They claimed after it went viral that he was pulling her out of the way of walking in front of another photo. I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, I'm looking at images of Karen Reed, and I don't see a single one where she's being pulled back by her attorney.
A lot of weird stuff going on with the case.
By her attorney. But if the evidence was collected in a red Solo cup, which is true.
Yeah.
That is tainted evidence. You can't convict on that.
And there's zero information leading up to what happened to his death. All of it is hearsay.
And if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was no physical evidence found on the outside of that SUV.
That is correct. I also don't believe he had evidence of blunt force trauma, which is typical if you die by getting hit by an SUV.
I'm telling you, she I don't think she did it. I really don't. But the state Supreme Court in Massachusetts did say she can be retried in her boyfriend's death. Okay, fine.
Hmm.
Let's go back to New Orleans for a minute.
New Orleans.
And the suspected drugging of local reporter, Kansas City Telemundo reporter.
So sad.
Aiden Mananzo.
Manzano.
Manzano. So, thank you, because the New York Post has him as Adam Mananzo. So give me
what
that, Adam Mananzo, and I knew Adam wasn't right. This
Manzano,
Madon Manzano,
Manzano. Okay, thank you. All right, I'll fix that. It says here that Aiden Manzano was pictured walking to a hotel room with the so-called Bourbon Street Hustler hours before his death. We all know that. She is now being investigated for a second potential drugging death.
No,
that being of a Maryland man. John Jenkins, 55 years old, who was found dead from cocaine and ethanol toxicity in a French Quarter hotel on December 15th of last year. Says Kenner Police Chief Mark McCormick, we suspect she may be related to that case. It was originally classified as an accidental death. Jenkins was also in town for a football game between the Saints and Washington Commanders, sparking concern from his friends who requested a wellness check when he was a no-show for them to head out for the game. He was found unresponsive in his hotel room.
And we've talked about it before. She has a long criminal history.
Extremely lengthy rap sheet.
We pulled up a New York Post story, was it Monday or late last week? I can't remember. That detailed a number of cases that she was the suspect in Las Vegas. The victims did not appear in court to testify. So those cases were dropped. And then one case last year in New Orleans where she was convicted of crimes that could have landed her behind bars for 10 years. She was given probation.
What's her nickname?
The Bourbon Street Hustler.
Yep.
So if all of that information is true and it turns out that she did commit this other suspected murder in December of last year, mm-hmm. that was mere months after she was given a soft sentence of probation.
I'm telling you, if this woman, if she is convicted of the death of this John Jenkins guy and Aiden Manzano, if she doesn't go to prison for the rest of her life, she is an alleged ne'er-do-well of ne'er-do-wells. She is not a good person.
When is his autopsy supposed to be back?
Toxicology.
Or toxicology.
They said maybe as long as a month.
Ugh.
Yeah, typically 3 weeks or more.
That poor family.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.